Here at St James's Park, it's a very small but very poignant tribute to Gary Speed. There are three shirts laid out, all with messages on them, the likes of RIP Gary Speed with legend underlined twice, showing just how much people thought of Gary Speed as a player and as a person. And as I've been standing here just looking at the tributes, a number of people have come down and added their own.
Great footballer, always fit, never lost a game, good looking bloke, if that's... just can't understand it, just can't come to terms with it. I mean, he was talking to on the telly on the same night.
The outpouring of emotion from players, fans, managers, anyone connected with football and connected with Newcastle United has obviously been very affected by this. I guess it says the type of man that he was in life and on the pitch.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. He's... just so fit, so why do you have to do this to yourself?
How do you think that Newcastle United should remember Gary Speed?
Well, I think they should make a tribute towards him, definitely. I think there will be anyway. Just one of the best all-round players we've had in the country for a long, long time.
Yeah, I'm John Askew. I'm from Fenham, just in the west end of Newcastle.
Okay, John, were you just passing today or have you made a specific kind of visit?
No, I've actually come in to do a bit of Christmas shopping, but I thought there'd be one or two tributes around the ground. I just thought I'd come and have a look, basically. It's all a little bit of a... I think it's a bit of a shock to everybody who likes Newcastle United. But the thing that stands out for me about Gary Speed, I just think people, whether they're Everton, whether they're Leeds, Newcastle, even Sheffield United, Wales... He was basically one of us, and I think that's probably a pretty good tribute. He felt like he was one of us, and that's just all a bit of a blur at the minute, isn't it? Very strangely, in a peculiar way, it's like one of the family's gone. It's just strange, very strange.
What are your memories of Gary on the pitch for Newcastle?
100%, simple as that. There's a lot of players come and go. I've seen a lot of players come in for huge money at Newcastle and they've given 50%. You couldn't say that about Gary Speed.
And now what do you think the club should do as a tribute to Gary?
I've got no doubt there'll be a minute or 2 minutes silence, and that's entirely appropriate. I think whether it's a silence or whether it's a clap, it's a tribute to a lovely fellow as well as a great footballer.
Hi, my name's Adrian. I'm a Forest fan, I live in Newcastle. Just wanted to come and pay my respects to Gary on the basis that in this day of overpaid and ego-filled footballers, Gary Speed was a proper footballer. Just left a message to say that Brian Clough would have been proud to have him as a player. That's as much as I can say.
Well, Newcastle United tell us they're now discussing the best way to provide a fitting tribute to Gary Speed during this weekend's home game against Chelsea. But until that time, no doubt more people will be coming down here to St James's Park to pay their respects to a player who they loved and who it seems everybody loved as well.